Good morning, Yasher Koach. As we just said a couple moments ago, Hayom Yom Rishon, this is day one. This is the first day. And on that note, it's hard not to sit in the rabbi's chair for the first time and feel the big shoes that Rabbi Hochberg left to fill and the immense model he left to follow. So I thank him for that. I also thank Noam Mishkoff, Larry Grossman, John Loike, Shalom Feinberg, Rabbi Penner, everyone who's stepped in and given the daily thought, the daily halacha, since I've been here watching on in the audience. You've set a wonderful model as well. So I want to begin with Dinei Chodesh Elul, the laws of the month of Elul. And we begin with what is a most unexpected law, because it is not a law. It is an observation. Rosh Chodesh Elul ad Acha Yom HaKippurim Hema Yomei Ratzon. From the beginning of Elul till Yom Kippur is an era, a period of compassion, of divine mercy. That doesn't sound like a law to me, although perhaps it's a law of nature, which we'll explore in a moment. And why is this a unique time? Why is there clemency in the very air during this month? Because Elu Mufcharim Yoto Muzamin Litshuva, these are more select days. They are more prepared for repentance for a single reason. Anyone know why? Anyone familiar? We're in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The reason given is a historic episode. Something took place today, thousands of years ago, which lasted for 40 days. That is your only clue. There's a few things that lasted 40 days. There you go. The marble, that was close. Yeah, that was the one wrong one. Good choice. The second time Moshe goes up to get the tablets. These were the days that Moshe ascended the mountain. This was the inaugural episode of collective forgiveness. And we relive that today. And what this tells us, this din of Chodesh Elul is not a law we have to observe per se. It is a law that we are privy to, which is history, and this is a familiar trope, does not unfold like a line. It doesn't come round like a circle. The Maharal describes Jewish time in the shape of a spiral, that it comes back, but layer upon layer. The best example, I've been racking my brains for this, I can think of, which may be a British fairy tale, is The Princess and the Pea. Anyone familiar with that story?
Yes.
Excellent. The Empire made it over here. Good. The Princess and the Pea, with each mattress being an extra year. That if we are sensitive, not overly sensitive like the princess, but if we are sensitive to the past, we can feel in the very fabric of time, history. And I think we're here bequested by Moshe that compassion, that clemency to harness in our own lives, but it also is a din that we can follow, which is that we should try our best to leave an impression in time for the future. We should try to make next year easier for the people who come round to Elul next year, by making this year a time of repentance, of reflection, of improvement, and that way we are both the receivers of generosity and we get to pay it forward.